5X categories and opportunities, Bed Bath & Beyond rebates, Chase Disney non-news, all of this and more on today's Milenomics Squared podcast.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sam Simon.
And I'm Robert Dwyer.
And this is the Milenomics Squared podcast, no annual fee edition.
If you're not subscribed to the full Milenomics Squared podcast, you're missing out on the following discussion. Well, 5X categories have been announced for all of the major cards for 2019. Let's get started first with the City Dividend card. This is a card that maybe you haven't heard of. It gets 5% cash back in categories on a quarterly basis, just like the Chase Freedom, the Discover card, and things like that. But the unique thing about it is that you can use all $6,000 of your spend in one quarter with this card, as opposed to the other ones that are carved up into equal $1,500 chunks. Yeah, spread out across the year, and you have to use them each quarter. And they announced their whole calendar for this year. And in the second quarter, drugstores is a category. So that is a welcome category for people who like to spend a lot of money at drugstores. The card is not available for new signups, but you can still do a product change to this from another card. 2018 was a dud of a year, so it's good to see drugstores back on this card.
Moving on to the Chase Freedom 5X card. For quarter one, they've announced drugstores, gas stations, and tolls, which for me on the West Coast, that's a little odd. Maybe, Robert, any tolls over there?
I hope I don't have $1,500 worth of tolls.
You imagine, right? Yeah. but yeah, again, drugstores seem to be good for quarter one with the Chase Freedom. And if you want to, again, hear a little bit more on how we're going to maximize this, there's always the paid subscriber podcast, which we'll include a link to here in the show notes. With the Chase Freedom, you have to remember to activate. Actually, with all of these offers we're going to discuss, you need to remember to activate the card for 5X. So that's just something to make sure that you can do now, that these activations are opened up for the next quarter. There's a third card with 5% back, which is the, Robert?
Discover card, who has selected grocery stores for its quarter one 5% cash back. Can you still get the Discover card and get double the cash back in the first year? I think so. Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, might be a play. I don't know. If you don't have a Discover card, or maybe I think you can get a second Discover card if it's been a while, might be a nice way to maximize that. But anyway, Citi, Chase, and Discover. There's probably another one out there, US Bank or something like that, but I don't have any of those cards. But anyways, I think it's a pretty good start to the year. I think these are good categories, and it's shaping up to be a good year.
Yeah. So moving right along on the news here. Back-to-back office sales. The first one we're going to go over is the $15 back on 300 in Visa gift cards at Office Depot and Office Max. This runs through December 22nd. Last week, we discussed on this very podcast the MasterCard promo they were doing, and they're back this week with a 15 off 300 in Visas. This promo is superior to last week's promo for a few reasons. One, that there are some cards that you can purchase with lower fees than the MasterCard gift cards. And two, the liquidation side of it. Visa gift cards, for some people, are easier to liquidate. Although, I guess I should say that for some people, MasterCard gift cards are easier to liquidate. Robert, you're one of those people, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, Staples has a similar deal. It's $5 off a $200 Visa gift card. This reduces the activation fee down from $6.95 to $1.95. This runs 12/16 through 12/22 in-store only.
And the last item we have here on the news is a $10 rebate on third-party gift cards at Bed Bath & Beyond. We'll include a link to more details on this. This is another one we get way into on the subscriber podcast, both how to double dip on this and then maybe our take on the unlimited nature, if it's really going to happen, and what we would buy at Bed Bath & Beyond as well. But if you're tinkering with it, if you're considering tinkering with it, make sure you look at the link and some of the information there on Doctor of Credit, because it could be a very lucrative way to end the year. It runs all the way through January 1st.
All right. The last bit of news, well, maybe it's a little bit of non-news, is that Disney World and Disneyland tickets are now coming up in a roundabout way in the Chase Expedia portal. We have a link to this on the Miles to the Magic blog that I contribute to with along with Joe Chung. There was a lot of reports on this on a couple of blogs that were really unfortunately misinformed. They're saying that Disney vacation packages were back and, you know, it's you can book Disney with Chase again. And that is not true so far as we can see. All that's possible is to book park tickets in a roundabout way, which is disappointing. We're still hopeful that this will come back from Chase, but I guess a little bit of a welcome development in that you can buy park tickets with Ultimate Rewards again. And just a reminder that you can still book Disney tickets with Citibank. Thank you points. Disney vacations, Disney cruises, all kinds of things Disney. So we'll have links to post both of those posts that tell you what you can do with bank points as far as Disney goes as of this moment. But as of right now, you cannot book Disney vacations or cruises through Chase at the moment. Well, thanks for joining us this week. For a much more in-depth talk about points and miles, please visit us at patreon.com/mileonomics. There you'll get a special link to listen to additional content right in your mobile podcast app or on your computer, where we speak much more freely about the topics we discussed today.
And as always, you can reach us on Twitter. I'm at Milenomics and Robert is at Robert Dwyer. We'd love to hear from you. Until then, we'll see you on the blog.
Happy holidays, everyone.